Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, live out of Chicago, Illinois. I am so excited to be here on the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Today we have an exciting show for you. I'm going to be joined by comedian Kay Webb out of Jacksonville, Florida, and we're going to be discussing the topic declaring and decreeing a thing to be so. We did have a new intro for the radio show that was produced by my son, John Smith, out of JU. He has his own radio show there, but the file did not come through in time, so we will hear that new intro for our radio show on next week. It did not make it through to be here on this show, but we are looking forward to it for next week. I'm just excited in the Lord today. Amen, amen. I do see I have my mother, Pastor Ticey Adams Stewart, out of Jacksonville, Florida, on the line. I'm going to ask her to pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace. And, Father, we come lifting up the radio show up before you today. We come lifting up the viewers and the hearers and the listeners up before you today. Father, I pray that you place us all on one accord, one mind, and one aim. I pray, God, that every need will be met, God. I pray that minds will be regulated, bodies will be healed, and hearts will be encouraged on today, God. I pray, God, that you give Tamiko wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I pray that you climb ahead with your wisdom for this show today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer out of Jacksonville, Florida. At this time, I'm going to ask my ministry assistant, Brashawn Briscoe, to give us some announcements. She's going to talk about National Women Empowerment.
Thank you, Jesus.
At this time, we are having some technical difficulties with the radio show. Just bear with us one moment. I'm trying to resolve the technical issues that we're having. The control board has went out, but just bear with me one moment. Hello, Brashawn. Can you hear me? Brashawn, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead with your National Women Empowerment announcer. And we just bind the hand of the enemy right now. We pray for the control board here in the radio studio right now in the name of Jesus. We command everything to function and flow and operate as it should. Amen. Go ahead with your announcement.
Amen. I want to introduce you and plug you in to the National Women Empowerment, which comes on every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central and 8 p.m. Eastern. National Women Empowerment connects women all across America and internationally. Tune in this Tuesday when Tamiko will teach Extreme Faith. Please invite five ladies. The flyer will be posted on Prophetess Tamiko's Facebook page. I yield the floor back over to you, Prophetess.
Thank you, Rashawn, for those announcements. Amen. Today, the topic of the show is called Declare It. How many know we have to open our mouth and declare it? That is an act of faith, believing those things that we call that are not to be as though they are. Today, we're talking about Declare It here on the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Real briefly, if you have your Bible, go with me to the book of Job, the 22nd chapter and the 28th verse. This is going to be an interactive show. I'm going to be calling on Pastor Taxi Adams Stewart out of Jacksonville, Florida, and Brashawn Briscoe out of Chicago, Illinois throughout this show today. Amen. But the scripture is Job 22:28. And it reads, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and thy light shall shine upon thy ways. I'm going to read that again. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. And I looked up that word establish. What does it mean when I say establish? That means having been in existence for a long time and therefore recognized and generally accepted. So God is saying in Job 22:28 that when we decree a thing, it's going to be established. It's going to be like it's already has been in existence for a long time. When we decree a thing, it's going to be recognized. When we decree a thing, it's going to be established. We know that the Bible tells us we have life and death in the power of our tongue. What are you speaking with your tongue, radio land? What are you declaring and decreeing out of your mouth? I don't care what the situation look like. I don't care what it seems like, what it feel like. Even on the radio show today, when we were having technical difficulties in the beginning, I could have just gave up. But no, we binded the hand of the enemy, and we began to pray for the control board. We have the power to declare and decree a thing. What are you saying? What are you declaring and decreeing out your mouth? What are you releasing into the atmosphere? Are you releasing God's word back to him? If you really want to see a move of God, radio land, begin to release God's word back to him. You might say, what do you mean, prophets? What are you talking about? Release God's word back to him. Read the scripture back to him. Okay, God, your word said, when you're going through your situation, your storms, release God's word back to him. I love to do it. I'll go to the word, and I say, okay, God, you said you're my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Okay, God, you said that the earth was the yours, God, and the fullness thereof. Okay, God, you said, God, that you can bless me exceedingly and abundantly above all I can ask or think. I'm like, okay, God, you told me to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added. We got to begin to release the word of God back to him. We got to begin to pray the scripture. We don't have to add to it. We don't have to take away from it. I guarantee what you're going through, you can find it in the Word of God. Whatever you need is in the Word of God. Speak to your storm. Speak to your situations. Begin to decree a thing. I declare and decree that we're coming out of our situation. I declare and decree that I will not live in poverty in 2016. I declare and decree that I will not be jobless and homeless. I declare and decree that my bank account will not be in the red, that it will not be negative. I declare and decree that I am of the healed and not of the sick. I declare and decree that my child won't act like they've lost their everlasting mind. We have the power to declare and decree a thing like it says in Job 22:28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light will shine upon thy ways. I looked at that word light in that scripture. I say, we the light. We supposed to be the light of the world. In this dark world, we supposed to be the light. So the word here in Job 22:28 is saying the light shall shine upon thy ways. I said, well, they talking about the glory. And so the word is saying, when we decree and we declare a thing, not only will it be established like it's been in existence for a long time, not only will it be recognized and generally accepted, it's going to be established unto us, and the light will shine upon our ways. I prophesied in December that 2016 is the year of the glory of the Lord being revealed. Get ready for the glory of the Lord, Radio Land, to be revealed in your life like never before. Get ready for the glory to shine through you. The glory is going to illuminate through you, illuminate through you. You're going to be graced in 2016. You're going to experience supernatural favor in 2016. We got the power to declare and decree a thing, but what are we saying with all that power that we have? At this time, I'm going to welcome on to the show. He's going to ride out 2016 with us, comedian K Webb out of Jacksonville, Florida. We welcome him onto the show. Comedian, are you on the air with us?
Hey, what's up, family? How y'all doing this year?
All right.
All right, good.
Oh, I'm just excited. I'm illuminated. I'm excited about 2016. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited about speaking and declaring. Because I'm speaking in the clear, and these Twinkies ain't going to take over my life this year. Yes, Lord. I'm going to win in 2016. I'm going to be thin in 2016. Yes, we working this thing out. I'm excited. I'm excited. Can I do a church announcement real quick?
Yes.
Providence, we are announcing that the High Water Fellows ministry will be having a Let's Get Fit in Jesus' Name conference. Yes, we're praying for extension on everything, on the hymns. We praying for bald head people to get extensions. Yes, yes, we praying for everybody to be extended in every area. Yes, them britches are going to be long in 2016, I'm telling you. Yes, and the Ashley Foot Committee, we're going to have an anointing service. We're going to have an anointing service for all people with ashy feet. You can't get it no place else. You heard of feet washing. Well, we're going to anoint with horse grease. We're going to use talcum powder. We're going to use Crisco. Don't nobody know about Crisco no more. Yeah, even that old bacon grease. We're going to bring all the grease together, and we're going to put some prayer oil on it, and we're anointing feet. So it's going to be beautiful. You're going to walk. You're going to have beautiful feet in Zion. In 2016, we doing it. And I know it's getting close to Valentine's Day. I just found out some stuff about marriages. You know, marriage is designed to be a blessing to women. It's in the contract. Y'all didn't know it, but I'm going to tell you, brothers, y'all considering getting married, know that you is 100% about to make a lady happy, you know, and you're going to have a little bit of a challenge yourself because of the fact that you don't get that much. Fellas, you don't get that much. I'm going to prove it to you. The ring is going to be about $3,000 to $5,000. Your ring going to be 50 cents. It's going to be coming out of the gumball machine, fellas. Don't get mad. That's just the way it is. You get the queen, she going to make you a fried bologna sandwich. I mean, we get the short and the stick, but, hey, we get the blessing, too. So get ready in 2016. It's going up. It's going up. Prophet, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. We can come in here.
Yes, yes. Now, I know it's coming close to election year. Boy, these Republicans, ain't they crazy? They showing themselves mighty strong. They showing themselves.
Yeah.
Donald Trump want to put up walls and gates. Lord, we're going to have an interesting. And look at Cam Newton. I'm excited about Cam Newton. Hey, y'all support Cam. Pray for Cam.
Yes,
he's doing
support Cam
he's doing
Newton. He is doing his thing. Yes.
It's a thing. The body is coming together. I love this. We're gonna do it 2016. This is we win in 2016 big time. I'm excited.
I am super
yes.
excited. And for those out there in radio land, I know some of y'all ladies don't follow football, but I follow football. Cam Newton is a black quarterback. And if I'm correct, he plays for the Carolina Panthers. Is that correct, comedian?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And he will be playing in the Super Bowl. Comedian, when was the last time we had a black quarterback in the Super Bowl making strategic decisions in one of the most anticipated games of the football season? Can you tell me when?
I can't. You know, it's been so long. It's been so long. And not only is he's making strategic moves, he's making kingdom decisions about his family. This is what's just
right.
amazing. You know what I'm saying? He's standing up and saying, listen, you know, we've seen all kind of atrocities. It's time for us to be in position, men. You know, he's going to rectify the things. You know, he's a force to be reckoned with. He's putting the team on his back and saying, listen, I know I got this talent, this skill from God, but I'm going to have fun with it. I'm going to do it unto God, and I'm going to bless people in the process, and I'm going to be with all that I can be. He's inspiring our young black men to whatever you come from, whatever you're doing, be the best at it and give it to God and have fun with it. That's exactly what he's doing. I'm excited.
I guess that's exactly what it is. I have a nephew, Robert. They call him Rocky. He was a quarterback. And, you know, he wasn't really encouraged being in South Georgia, being an African-American quarterback. But I'm just so excited to see someone that's on the level of Cam Newton. I tell you, it's just it's a powerful thing. And I love his number. His number is number one. Is that right? Is that his number on his jersey?
Number one.
Is it?
Number one.
Number one.
And he's
I think they
Superman
call him Superman.
Yes. I mean, that's just he's unknown. I mean, that's a testimony in and of itself. We are to rise like Superman, to be super in every area of our life. This young man, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. He's commanding attention. He's commanding respect in a way that is he's doing it the right way. It's just a beautiful thing, you know.
Beautiful thing. And I know you hit on a little on the elections. I tell you, Rick, they're getting ready to have the Iowa caucuses. I was scheduled to be in Iowa on tomorrow. I'm not sure whether I'm going to be there or not, but it's coming down to the wire. And I tell you, it's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. I'm praying, comedian, for all of the candidates, because I'm scared the Republicans are going to start shooting each other. I'm scared Donald Trump is going to start knocking them off. So, you know, I'm really praying for them. We only got, one, two Democratic candidates? I'm praying for them, too, but it's the Republicans. I'm praying for them. Because it's getting down and dirty. But we are so excited to have you on the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. We are having technical difficulties on the show today. I know some of you hear it in the background, but we just bind that up in the name of Jesus, that we lose clarity, that everything will flow and function according to the way it should. Amen, amen. So before you go,
amen,
comedian, is there anything else you'd like to say before you go?
I just want to say laughter does good like a medicine. Take your issues to God. God is bigger than your problems. He's showing out. He's doing exceedingly abundantly. We can ask and think. Don't tell your problems about God. Tell God. Tell your problems about God. Don't tell God your problems. He already knows. So it, put a praise right there. I'm telling you. It's just, oh, he's doing it. He's doing it in big ways. I'm talking about family salvation. He's healing broken relationships. He's healing. I mean, he's doing it all. Just trust God. Don't trust God. And ask God, if you ask him for anything, ask him to minimize your unbelief. Because you got faith.
Yes.
You got faith to believe. But ask him to minimize,
yes,
your unbelief. Because unbelief will
that's
call
good.
Your belief not to work. Yes.
Right. That's good. That's good.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. How can people find you, Comedian K-Webb? Tell them how they can find you.
All right. You can find me at www.comediankweb.com, comediankweb.com. You can find me on Facebook, Comedian K-Webb. You can find me on Twitter, Comedian K-Webb. I'll make it easier. Comedian K-Webb, and you'll find me. You'll find me out there. We're doing big things. We got a lot of things planned in February. We're coming at you. We're coming at you. We're coming in your city, 2016.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. God bless you, and
thank you for being on the show.
We'll be back next week. Our guest on the show next week is my overseer, Apostle Elizabeth Harrison McBurrows, out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. So we're excited about the show next week. So you got to bring it next week, not comedian. Hey, we doing it big next week.
We coming. Yes, ma'am, we coming.
Thank you so much for being on the show. God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you.
Well, that was Comedian K-Webb. He has joined on with the Quinnell Radio Show, where quitting is not an option. He will be on the show with us every Saturday, giving us a good laugh, a good smile on our face. How many know that laughter is good for the soul? I mentioned earlier, we got about 5 minutes left on the show, that this is going to be an interactive show. And I want to talk with Pastor Tysie Adams Stewart out of Jacksonville. What would you like to comment, Pastor, as far as decreeing and declaring a thing to be so? You have the floor.
Okay, woman, God, I was listening at you when you was talking about decreeing a thing. And I just want to read out the Amplified Bible. It says at the 28th verse, it says, you shall also decide. And it's giving you that you got to make a decision. You got to decide that you're going to believe the thing that you're decreeing and declaring about. It says, you shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. When they make you low, you will say, there is a lifting up, and the humble person he lifts up and saves. And I just thank the Lord for that, because there's something we got to do. We just can't decree and declare, but you got to make the decision that you already got enough faith to believe for that thing that you decree and declare. And your faith is going to cause that thing to be established. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you decree in something that you don't see, but you believe in that it's going to come to pass.
That was powerful. I really love how you put that together. That is something that we got to do. We've got to do something, because all day you will hear people saying, oh, I'm decreeing, but they're not doing nothing. And I like how you brought it back to faith, and we have to decide. And, you know, faith is an action verb. I keep telling people that faith is not a noun. Faith is a verb. You have to do something. You got to move. You make one step, God will make another step. So I really like the way that sounded coming out the Amplified Bible. We got to do something. We got to make up our mind. We got to decide. Amen. Pastor, thank you so much for that. I love how you put that together. Brashawn, what would you comment on declaring and decreeing?
Hi, thank you, Prophetess, for that word today. That really touched me today. Instead of us, like, living our life circumstances and going through, like, negativity and what we may look at and what it looks like at that time, we have to continue to believe God and to trust God and to believe his word. He says he's going to do it. His word says he's going to do it. We can't preach about it, and then we're going through the situation, and then all of a sudden now we don't have the faith. We have to continue to walk in that faith and believe what God's promises and his words confess and to tell us. Thank you so much for that word.
Thank you for your comment. I enjoyed your comment. Amen. Thank you. Today, Oh, go ahead. You have the floor. Go ahead.
Yes. Goodness. As the woman of God was speaking, the Lord dropped in my spirit Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. You know, even when we decree and declare, God still have a time and a season.
Yes.
And we
have
to wait on the season. And the thing to us look like it need to be microwave, need to be done right then, but still God has a time and a season. It's a law that he has a time and a season. And the thing that we have to get is patience to wait until God bring that thing forth.
Amen. I like that. Yes, you are so true. We have to be in the timing and the seasoning of God. Amen. Even though we're declaring and declaring, but if we're in our right season and we're in our right timing and we're decreeing a thing and we're declaring a thing and we moving by faith, boy, I tell you, you can get ready for an explosion to happen when everything. I don't know if many of you know this movie or this TV show I used to watch. I can't think of A-Team. Yes, that's the name of it, the A-Team, and I'm not sure which one of them used to say, I love it when a plan comes together. When you are in your right season and you're speaking faith, you're declaring and decreeing a thing, you're in your right season and you're moving by faith, that's a plan that came together.
Amen.
So thank you so much for tuning in to the Quineo Radio Show today. We do apologize about the technical difficulties with the control board at the beginning of the show, but we still managed to press on. Amen. How many know you have to press even in the midst of mess? You still have to press on.
Amen.
And we were able to get the show on today through the press. I'm going to leave that alone because that's a whole nother sermon right there talking about the press. But thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to the Quineo Radio Show on today. As I said, on next week, our guest will be Apostle Elizabeth Harrison McBurrows. Thank you to Pastor Tyson Adams Stewart out of Jacksonville. Thank you to my ministry assistant. Thank you to comedian Kay Webb for being on the show today. I love you all to life. And remember that quitting is not an option. Goodbye.
Hey, Sean.
Goodbye.
Hi, Mommy. Bye-bye.